Chapter 4, School Days. When Tom started school at Mr. Stelling's, he found the lessons abstract and difficult. Neither he nor his father could understand how learning Latin and geometry would help him in his future career, but they assumed that Mr. Stelling must know best. Stelling was a strict tutor who, if a student didn't understand a lesson, punished him by giving him even more work. It was not his fault, he said, if a boy was too stupid to learn. At Christmas time, Tom went home for the holidays. The Moss family came to Dorlcote Mill for Christmas Day, but the party was rather spoiled by Mr. Tulliver. He was angry because a farmer who had a farm further up the River Ripple was starting an irrigation scheme for his farm. Mr. Tulliver felt sure that this scheme would deprive him of enough water to power his mill. In actual fact, Mr. Tulliver didn't know the details of the scheme, but he was certain that he was in the right, and that his enemy, the lawyer Wakeham, must be involved in the case. Wakeham was a clever but ruthless lawyer who had humiliated Mr. Tulliver in the past. Mrs. Tulliver and Mrs. Moss were worried that Mr. Tulliver's obsession with the irrigation scheme and his hatred for Wakeham would result in another lawsuit. That night, Tom nervously told his father that the next term there would be another boy studying at Mr. Stelling's too. This boy was Philip Wakeham, the son of Wakeham the lawyer, and Tom thought his father would be angry. But Mr. Tulliver only said,
"The boy is a poor creature. He's a hunchback who is like his dead mother in character. I don't think he's like his father at all."
Secretly, Mr. Tulliver was pleased and proud that his son and the famous lawyer's son would be educated together. At the beginning of the next term, Tom and Philip kept their distance from each other. Philip was shy and embarrassed about his deformity, and Tom was sure that Philip must be a bad person like his father. Philip had already studied a lot and was a good student. Tom was impressed by his companion's knowledge and surprised when Philip offered to help him with his studies. Tom was puzzled to discover that the son of that devil Wakeham was in fact a pleasant companion. He also realized that Philip was much cleverer than he was, but Tom was not jealous. In his heart, he felt superior to Philip because of the deformity that made him so physically weak and vulnerable. Maggie came twice to visit Tom at Mr. Stelling's. On her second visit, she and Philip became good friends. They shared a love of books and an affection for Tom. One day, when they were alone, Philip asked her,
"If I were your brother, Maggie, would you love me like you love Tom?"
"Of course I would,"
replied Maggie.
"And I would love you more, because I would feel sorry for you."
Seeing Philip's expression, she realised that she had said the wrong thing.
"And you are so clever,"
she added quickly.
"I'm very fond of you, Maggie,"
Philip said.
"I'll always remember you and your lovely dark eyes."
Maggie studied his small, pale face.
"I think you love me more than Tom does,"
she smiled.
"Let me kiss you, Philip."
"But nobody ever kisses me,"
replied Philip.
"Then I will kiss you every time we meet,"
promised Maggie. But the next term, Tom's friendship with Philip began to cool as the competition between the students increased. The lawsuit against the irrigation scheme had started now, and Mr. Tulliver had told Tom to stay away from Wakeham's son. There was trouble at home, and Maggie couldn't visit Mr. Stelling's anymore. One morning, when Tom was near the end of his studies, he was amazed to find Maggie waiting for him in Mr. Stelling's study when he came downstairs. Maggie was now 13, but she looked older. Her face was tired, and she looked worried.
"Something terrible has happened,"
she said to Tom.
"Father has lost the lawsuit,"
guessed Tom immediately.
"Yes,"
she said.
"But it's much worse than that. Oh, Tom, he has lost all his money, and now he's going to lose the mill too to pay his debts. But the worst thing is we think he's lost his mind. He's very ill. He doesn't recognise anyone except me. You must leave school and come home with me immediately."
The Stellings watched as Tom and Maggie walked to meet the public stagecoach that would take them home. It seemed they were walking away from their childhood into a new adult life of sorrow and trouble.